News time, it's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden has signed an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program to help hard-hit businesses during the pandemic. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Calling small business the backbone of our economy, the president signed a two-month extension of the PPP.
Without somebody signing this bill today, there are hundreds of thousands of people who could lose their jobs and small family businesses that might close forever.
He said nearly 90,000 businesses are still in line for assistance, and there's money left in the program. Congressional approval of the extension was bipartisan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden has named a racially diverse and overwhelmingly female group to federal and other judgeships. His first list of judicial nominees includes three black women for U.S. courts of appeals. The teenager who shot the widely seen video of George Floyd under the knee of a Minneapolis police officer charged in his death testified Tuesday that she began recording because it wasn't right, he was suffering, and he was in pain.
I see a man on the ground, and I see a cop kneeling down on him.
Was there anything about the scene that you didn't want your cousin to see?
Yes.
And what was that?
A man terrified, scared, begging for his life.
That audio courtesy Court TV, defense attorney Eric Nelson asked witness Donald Williams about the insults he was shouting at officers Tao and Chauvin as Floyd was held down.
You called him a real man.
I did.
You called him such a man.
I did.
You called him bogus.
I did.
You called him a bum at least 13 times.
That's what you counted in the video?
That's what I counted.
And that's what you got, 13.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points. The NASDAQ dropped 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. One car might have cut the other one off, or it could be that a second car rear-ended the first. Whatever caused the collision on I-295 North yesterday made one of the vehicles roll over. Two of the three people involved were hurt, but neither of them seriously. Businesses in Florida which have taken appropriate measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus can't be sued. Governor Ron DeSantis signed that into law yesterday, and then he said that he'll be issuing an executive order barring businesses from requiring proof that their customers have been vaccinated. Under the order, local governments also wouldn't be able to require such proof. There have been over 2 million COVID cases statewide. Illegal drugs, dangerous chemicals, guns, and lots of ammunition. That's what Clay County police say they found recently in a home in Keystone Heights. Sheriff Michelle Cook yesterday announced charges against Cody Clifford, who was arrested the other week. There were children at the place, too, but no one was hurt. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The radicalized left, which is the Democrat Party, tried to, quote, kill the king twice and failed.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at the ramp to Pritchard Road, blocking the off-ramp right lane. Also, there's a crash on I-95 heading south before the north end of the Fuller Warren Bridge. And there's a broken down vehicle on I-95 northbound before Greenland Road on the south end of town. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer, high 87.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida, the beautiful state of Florida. I keep saying that. We love it. I'm in studio with Sean Suarez. Sean, how the heck are you, brother?
Doing well. Loving this Florida weather.
Absolutely. And behind the glass, as always, is AJ. AJ.
Hey, glad to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing fine so far. It's been a nice afternoon.
Yes, it has been.
Going to get better now because Tony D Means Business.
Absolutely. That was a great segue there. I appreciate that. We got a great show lined up for you. We've got some incredible financial insights from Sean. He's going to talk a little bit about what this tax increase is going to mean for you personally, and how that could affect any kind of retirement package that you might have. We're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to do a little weekend review. We do have a weather update. So the official weatherman of the Tony D Means Business Show is going to call in at 5:15. Not that you didn't do a bang up job last week.
No, he's back from vacation, I guess.
He's back, and so he'll be calling in, and then who knows what else we have up our sleeves. I think we're gonna kind of go through the Biden press conference.
Awesome.
We've got some sound bites from that, as riveting as it was. So we always talk about how, you know, when you do a weekly radio show, especially with what's been going on here in the last year, things change, and within 24 hours, it could be a whole new news cycle.
That's right.
And so we'll do a little weekend review. So since the last show, and if you remember from the last show, hopefully you guys do because you were listening. If you do remember. Oh, and by the way, you can get a hold of us at 831-0600. We love our callers. So feel free to call in. You can talk about anything you want, off topic or not. And we'd love to entertain your phone calls, 831-0600. The Tony D Means Business Show is sponsored by Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. That's Granite Transformations and Bath Planet. And we'll have a word about our sponsors later in the show. But you can check them out at gtjax.com. That's gtjax.com or bathplanetjax.com. So the week in review. If you remember last week, Sean, we talked about my interview with Kamala.
That's right.
And she gave us some really good answers with her cackle. And actually, that cackle came from a question here in Jacksonville by one of the reporters asking if she was going to go to the border. And she laughed and said, oh, no, not today. But I will. I'm going to go there. Well, no sooner than that interview is she appointed by Biden to be in charge of that fiasco down at the border.
That's right. She was delegated to handle that crisis, so we wouldn't get any stains on his reputation. However, I think she still said she's going to deal directly with the countries concerning the border issue, but not go to the border itself quite yet. So it's kind of a wait and see. There's not a lot of press, not a lot of activity going on down there from an administration standpoint that they're allowing, because they're trying to block press and all that stuff that you've seen. So
I'll be honest with you, I don't think they have a clue what to do down there.
No.
Because Biden pretty much said he was going to open the borders during his campaign, and now he's trying to walk that back. And he keeps saying his plan, oh, I'll let the press in on it. I'll be as transparent as possible when we release our plan. I don't think they know what's going on, because if they don't let them in, they're going to take a hit politically.
Well, they're talking about securing this 4,000 bed military facility to house all the influx of people coming in. And, you know, it's one of those things where he's saying it happens every year. I know we're kind of digging into the details of this, but He said it happens every year. Not like this. I mean, just take a look at the last 8, 12, 16 years of numbers, and we are approaching a level we haven't seen in that time period. So,
yep. So we had that. We had Biden and Kamala, and then the border. We also had a Biden press conference.
Yes, we did. After how many days? 64, 65 days?
Yep, 65 days. He finally came out and did a press conference, so to speak.
Kind of.
No less than about a week after we got punked in Anchorage.
You're right.
By China. Mm-hmm. Then the North Koreans started shooting off missiles.
That's right.
That hasn't really received much publicity after the initial testing. So there's that. And that will be looming, I'm sure, quite a bit as far as the games and the shenanigans that North Korea is going to continue to play because of this administration and this leader.
Yeah, it's not just perceived weakness. Unfortunately, I think the leadership, it's very clear to see that our guy isn't fully there and the world sees that.
No. I mean, just think about it. You know, when you're in business and you're thinking about effective leadership, you know, effective leaders have to be, they have to inspire greatness.
Right.
They have to be effective communicators.
That's right.
You know, every trait that I've learned in business about effective leadership, you don't see out of this administration.
No, he doesn't give you confidence. He obviously cannot communicate well, and he doesn't make us feel, I don't think, confident as the leader of our military, right? Because he's kind of commander in chief as well. I mean, and nothing against elderly folks, but he's just, I think he would serve as a good advisor to the president, and maybe he will once Kamala takes over, who knows? But, you know, I think he's really weakened our stature as a country, and the world sees it.
Well, when the Chinese come out and tell you that on your own soil in Anchorage, and they tell you, you don't get to talk to us from a position of strength anymore, it's not perception.
Right.
I mean, it's out there.
Right.
It's you guys are nothing now. Would they ever say that under a Trump administration? No. You know, and for all you folks, and again, I know this is a conservative station. I don't even know if there's any Biden voters out there. I don't know not sure how many liberals are out there, but feel free to call. I want to know how you feel about this president, your president. I'm sorry the orange man made you mad. I'm sorry if he said some things on Twitter that ruffled your feathers. You know what? But you were, you know, you could feel proud about being an American. Now, again, you know, I say that because that's me, but I'm sure, you know, the liberals don't like us anymore ever since Obama and his apology tour.
Right.
You know, they don't like America as it is right now because we're evil and we're capitalistic and we're imperialistic. And we're all those bad things, I guess, that is not what America was, right?
Right, exactly. But we're, you know, I think, speaking for myself, it's more about patriotism and seeing the United States as the strength in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're called upon to help out countries who can't help themselves, who are victims of other communistic, socialistic dictatorships
right.
trying to take them over. How many times, countless, have we stepped in and intervened because we are the strongest in the world? So we cannot afford to have a leader that perceives something that allows us to be perceived as something different than that. We can't afford that.
Well, now all those good, those things that we used to do to kind of police the world and look out for the weaker countries, then now those are bad. Those are, you know, we're exerting our strength. We're trying to take over countries,
right?
Which, you know, I don't they don't have to worry about that now, you know, or under this administration. But again, all those traits and everything, you go through your leadership training and your management training and how to be effective leaders, you're just not going to see anymore out of this administration. What else? Speaking of, he came out and talked about please. Put your mask back on and reiterating the mask mandate. And even the CDC director, good gosh, does she like to just gloom and doom? Oh my gosh, she freaked out when everybody was traveling. And now she's freaking out again. Anyways, that's just about four things or so that happened within the week that was. You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. If any of those things are of interest to you or they're striking a nerve, give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600. We will be right back after this break.
For a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com. Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leeper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around. Welcome back. The Tony D. Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, in studio with Sean Suarez. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. We got AJ behind the glass. And the Tony D. Means Business Show is sponsored by Granite Transformations, the good folks at Granite Transformations. They specialize in demolition, free remodeling. So you can have a brand new, high quality quartz countertop installed over your existing countertops. They have a lifetime warranty. They have been around since 2004. A-plus rated by their Better Business Bureau, Howe's recommended, Home Advisor approved, all that good stuff. They have been doing quality work for about 16 and a half, going on 17 years. All of their installers are actually employees. They are not subcontractors. And trust me, from dealing with subcontractors, that is a good thing. They will treat your home as if it were their own. And they do free design consultations. So what that means is they come out, they sit down with you, and they take the time to make sure that you get what you're looking for with a new kitchen. Now, I know I mentioned countertops, but they also can do full backsplashes, beautiful cabinet refacing, get you a beautiful new sink, new faucet, anything and everything that as it pertains to your kitchen, they will help you with and make it so easy to do business. And you're probably sitting out there going, I want a new kitchen, but this is a very intimidating process. I've heard all the horror stories. I've read Facebook. I've heard all the nonsense that you get to deal with when you do a remodeling project with a contractor, but not with Granite Transformations. So give them a call, 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. They will come out to your home. And they will help you get exactly what you're looking for. So as we were going through the before we go any farther, we do have Jason Hess has just called in to give us a weather update real quick.
Awesome.
It is going to be a little chillier. The weather looks beautiful out there. I want to get the exact scoop from Jason Hess, the official weatherman of the Tony DeBeam's Business Show. Jason, are you out there?
Yes, we made it. The connection is real.
It is real. And we have been looking forward to this update. It seems like it's going to be a little cooler this week. Is that correct?
We are on the on-again, off-again pattern, just as March is usual, yes. From TPC Beautiful to the end of the world, windy and cold, to record heat last beach weekend, and now we're back to chilly, but the sun will be shining this chilly weekend, so it'll all be okay.
All right. So what are we looking at? Are we looking at like full sun? And then now I heard Friday we're looking at a sunny day, but the high was only going to be 60?
It'll make in the lower to mid-60s, and then, you know, with a kind of a cool air mass coming behind a front that's coming through Thursday morning. So, and then it'll wake up pretty chilly Saturday morning, around 40, kind of going from late summer weather last weekend to early spring weather this weekend, but it'll bounce back up to near, upper 60s to near 70 on Saturday. And then by Sunday with the full sun, it'll basically be warm enough to even go to the beach. The pick of the weekend is definitely Sunday, Easter Sunday afternoon. So,
all right. Well, we appreciate that update.
Yeah.
And I know you had to step out from a dinner.
Oh, no, yeah.
Dinner to
and
make
even,
the phone
even
call.
Better. Like I said, and then the warmth continues all well into next week, back up into the near 80, lower 80s. So it's just a momentary blip this time of year as we head into April. So all is good.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, letting us know, letting the listeners know what we can expect for the next few days. And enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. Thanks, TD. Have a good show.
All right. Appreciate it. So we're going over the week that was. We got up to the Biden and his deflection from the border issue by coming on the air a couple days ago. Actually, I think it was Monday, yesterday, and talking about the pandemic. So he had a pandemic panic, and this was on the heels of the CDC head, who, again, the sky is falling with these people. Are they
impending doom? That was the term she used.
How about that?
How responsible is that as our CDC director, huh?
Now, she's a doctor, and I know she's not like a doctor, like an MD. She's a doctor of something, right? Imagine her being your MD. I mean, this lady, right? I mean, you go in for a checkup, and I wouldn't even want to talk to her. I mean, she would scare me to death. Pending doom. I mean, what? I came in, I got a, I just have a cough. I mean, I'm dying? God, this lady, man. People are traveling. You would think people would be excited, okay? At some point, this has to end.
Right.
All right? At some point, it has to end. People want it to end. People are out there excited about getting vaccines. Everybody's, bragging about it on their social media. This is great, But no, it's like they don't want this to end.
No, they like us being at their beck and call, at their mercy.
At their mercy, yeah.
Yeah, they like the power. They don't want to let go of it. Are you kidding me?
Well, so then right after she comes out with her doom and gloom, then Biden, of course, I don't know if you heard this, but I have it. You can listen to him. I'm going to play that for you right now. Here we go.
My call for every governor, mayor, and local leader to maintain and reinstate the mask mandate. Please, this is not politics.
No.
Reinstate the mandate if you let it down.
You got to do it.
And business should require masks as well.
Absolutely.
The failure to take this virus seriously, precisely what got us in this mess in the first place, risk more cases and more deaths. Look, as I do my part to accelerate the vaccine distribution and vaccinations, I need the American people to do their part as well. Mask up.
Mask up.
Mask up. It's a patriotic duty. It's the only way we ever get back to normal, to cheer together in stadiums full of fans.
Yeah, so he came out yesterday and made that announcement. I guess he felt compelled because of the leader of the CDC. Inspiring greatness.
Right.
Then we had the infrastructure bill.
Right.
Which
right.
you're going to get into.
Yep, yep.
The infrastructure bill slash tax hike. And we talked last week about how the $28 trillion national debt was continue to climb every day. So I'm sure we're going to find the money to pay for this.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just going to print some more. And, right, it won't have any long-term effects.
You're just going to, quote, tax the rich and the businesses, and it won't have any effect on anybody else, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 And then we had the Colorado shooting.
Yep. Was that since last week? Wow.
It was right around the time we went on the air. It might have happened close to it. We didn't talk about it last week.
Okay.
But we had the Colorado shooting, and at first it was reported that it was a white male, right? White Trump supporter, probably. I think that's what came out with the media. And then it was found out to be a Trump hater. That was all along his Facebook and all that. And he was Muslim.
I think he was an American hater.
Yeah, America hater, Syrian, Muslim descent.
Radicalized terrorist. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So now we will be seeing, the White House released that we will be seeing executive orders on gun control coming out in the near future.
Yep. Yep. It's
never,
coming.
Never take advantage. Never miss an opportunity to take advantage of a crisis.
That is their motto.
Mm-hmm. So they're coming after the guns. And as we may or may not have talked about it last week, just put them upstairs. Biden can't get them.
That's right.
So they're going to come after their guns. They want our money, and they're going for our freedoms. But that's okay. We are resilient, and we will continue on. But we do have clips of the press conference. Let's go back to the press conference of all of those things. Sean, what did you think of that press conference?
It was just a waste of time. I think it was choreographed. I think it was essentially just getting him out in front of people trying to calm the masses, but it was absolutely staged.
Yeah. So. AJ, did you see it?
Yes, I did. And he had a big notebook there that he kept looking at. And what was that about?
Yeah.
I mean, he did Trump never... Name. And I don't think any president in recent memory had like a whole
did you know that
tablet.
Did you know that notebook had pictures on it?
No, I didn't.
Sean?
Yeah,
Sean informed me of this.
Yeah, it has pictures of the reporters and their names, and it had numbers next to them. So he would, it was set out. He knew he was going to be calling on certain people before it started, and somebody got a side photo of it. And
so they were the approved reporters and not so approved.
Yeah, so we know who he called on, the 10 out of the 25.
He didn't call on the guy from Fox.
No, the guy that went down to the border.
Yeah.
Peter Ducey.
Yeah, Ducey.
No, he didn't get a call. I doubt he'll ever get a call. I don't know how many of these they're going to do, but they had, how many seats were there? I remember seeing a picture of it, and there's about a third. Now, of course, we got COVID, but I'm sure every single person in there had to be tested and tested, you know, three or four times. They probably had to. I know the one of the guys that was called upon had like double masks. I think everybody had double masks, but he had like there's probably some with three. I don't know. I don't. I'm wondering how. But we'll pick apart. We're gonna have. We have some sound bites. So after the we can't get into it right now. But after the bottom of the hour break, we will. We'll try to dissect these sound bites, Sean. I think we try to get into the mind.
Right. Right.
Of Mr. Joe Biden and see if we can't decipher what he means by some
sounds
of these
pretty dangerous
some of these answers. I mean, it's almost like a public service. You know, we're trying to help our listeners understand what our president is saying and how he's answering these questions about the security of our nation, about border control, and about filibusters. They talked a lot about filibusters. I think every reporter that had a question wanted to talk about the filibuster.
Yep.
I don't know if that's ever happened in a press conference.
It was on everybody's sheet and they wanted to ask about it. It was very weird. After it was covered numerous times, it kept coming back up. You're right.
Apparently, he wasn't hitting his talking points about the filibuster. So they were trying, you know,
to hint him into saying the right thing.
Everybody's prompting this guy, you know, even the reporters. And they might have had a little huddle. Okay, it's our job to keep him on task. We have to get him to answer certain questions a certain way.
He even asked, do I keep going? Should I keep going on this?
He did.
Have I said too much?
At one point, he did. He asked the reporter, "Did I answer your? Am I giving you too much detail?" So it was an interesting watch. And we're going to pick it apart a little bit after the break. You are listening to the Tony D. Means Business Show. Our number is 831-0600, 831-0600. We would love to hear from you, and we'll be back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. stock indexes closed lower Tuesday as another swell higher for Treasury yields added pressure on big technology stocks. The S&P 500 lost 0.3%. Banks and small company stocks rose. The spotlight was again on the bond market, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 1.73%. Its jump this year has forced investors to reconsider paying such high prices for many stocks, particularly the tech giants that were big winners earlier in the pandemic. Yields perked higher after a report showed consumers are even more confident than economists have expected. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points to 33,066. The NASDAQ dropped 14. The S&P 500 lower by 12. Oil down to $60.55 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. You won't be needing a vaccine passport in Florida, not if the state's chief executive has anything to say about it. Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday that he'll be issuing an executive order prohibiting businesses and local governments from requiring proof that people have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. He said this as he signed into law a bill barring people from suing any business which has taken appropriate measures to stop the spread of the virus. Florida as a whole has seen over 2 million confirmed COVID-19 cases to date. More than 92,000 of those are from Duval County, including nearly 1,300 deaths. Nationwide, there have been well over 30 million cases. He told police that a man tried to rob him and then shot him in the leg. It happened around 9:30 last night on Arlington Expressway in Jacksonville. Police caught up with the victim on Arlington Road. He'll be all right. Anyone with any more info is being asked to call Crime Stoppers right away. That can be done anonymously. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on I-295 northbound at the ramp to Pritchard Road, blocking the off-ramp right lane. Also, there's a crash on I-95 heading south before the north end of the Fuller Warren Bridge. And there's a broken down vehicle on the West Beltway 295 southbound at the ramp from 103rd Street. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 64. Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer, high 87.
Florida's economy depends on restoring America's Everglades. Everglades restoration will not only improve our environment, it will create 65,000 new infrastructure jobs and support hundreds of thousands of jobs tied to the real estate, recreation, and tourism industries. Let's invest in our future. Restore America's Everglades. Create jobs. Learn more at evergladesfoundation.org.
One of the most frequent questions we get is how much is a one-carat diamond? I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and that's an impossible question to answer because a carat's only a measure of weight for gemstones. It'd be no different than you going to a car dealer and asking, how much is a 3,000-pound car? That'd bring a laugh. Diamonds are graded for four things, and carat weight's only one of those. The others are cut, color, and clarity. At Underwoods, each of these factors is graded for specifically with the grade set by a certified gemologist of the American Gem Society. So when you ask us about a diamond's weight, we're going to tell you more than just the price. At Underwoods, we want a customer to understand how all four factors of diamond quality relate back to the beauty, rarity, and value of the diamond. Everybody understands the value of a dollar, but at Underwoods, we want our customers to know what their dollar buys in diamond value. So if quality counts, stop by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Welcome back to the Tony D. Means Business Show. You are live listening to Tony Davis and Sean Suarez. And AJ behind the glass. And we're talking a little bit about what happened last week. But since we've last all been together, we're going to talk a little bit more about the press conference. We've got some sound bites here that we want you all to hear and listen to. And we're going to try to decipher and kind of figure out. We're going to get into the mind of President Joe Biden, if that's possible. But before we do that, I'm going to talk about our other sponsor. And the other sponsor is Bath Planet of Jacksonville. So picture, if you will, with me, your bathroom, your most disgusting bathroom. And maybe you don't have a disgusting bathroom, but your most problematic bathroom. What's causing those problems? Is it water damage? Is it mold and mildew? Is it just you're sick of caulking? You're sick of dealing with the grout? I don't care what it is. There's most of you listening today have a problem with the wet areas of your bathroom. And that's where Bath Planet of Jacksonville is going to come in. Those folks have a grout-free acrylic system that they will install into the wet area of your bathroom. So the wet areas I'm talking about, maybe you have a stand-up shower. Maybe you have a tub shower surround or something like that. They specialize in remodeling and revitalizing those areas. So what they will do is they'll come in, they'll take everything down to studs. They'll get all that tile out. They'll make sure that there is no water damage behind what you have there now. And that's important because there's a lot of companies that have an acrylic wall system that it will just cover up what's there. And that's not always the case. You cannot always see water damage back there. So they'll gut it down to studs. They'll rebuild the backer board and then put their acrylic system over the top of the wet areas of the bathroom. Now, what's pretty cool is if you do have that tub, and so maybe the kids have moved out of the house, and maybe you and your wife are getting older, and now the mobility issues are starting to become a problem when it comes to taking that shower because you're stepping into that tub, and you didn't have grab bars there before because the kids were there, and there was really nobody just puts grab bars in their tub surrounds anymore, and so it's really become an issue of safety. They will come in and they will do a tub to shower conversion. And in doing so, they will get you accessories that you need. They will put grab bars. They will put a bench seating. They can put a handheld shower, new shower doors, new shower glass. If you don't want that, they can put a curtain rod up, anything and everything to make sure that bathing experience is absolutely what you are, need and are looking for. And they also give free design consultations. So give them a call also, 904-213-7878, 904-213-7878. Book that free design consultation and start taking steps to get that maintenance-free bath and shower. And it's all backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. So we do like to thank our sponsors. We appreciate Granite Transformations and Bath Planet of Jacksonville. So as we promised, we're going to talk a little bit about this press conference. And if you kind of heard what we were talking about before, there was a notebook, and he did have pre-selected reporters. So if you hear some pausing, if you hear him fumbling around, trying to figure out who he's supposed to call on next, that's the actual press conference. That's how it went. So here we'll start right here with this one.
President, can your presidency be a success if you can't make progress on those four challenges: climate change, immigration reform, gun control, voting rights?
Well, I plan on making progress on all of them, but that's going to be for the American people to decide.
What does that mean? I plan on making progress in all of those areas, but that's for us to decide.
Yeah, that's
what are we deciding? Whether or not he's actually made progress?
I don't get it, because I believe the folks that we elect into the Congress, into the Senate, are the ones who form the laws, and he's the one who signs the laws. But it's up to us at this point. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, we'll keep going.
The president. Can your presidency be a success if you can't make progress on those four challenges: climate change, immigration reform, gun control, voting rights?
Well, I plan on making progress on all of them, but that's going to be for the American people to decide. I think, I doubt whether, maybe you did, maybe others did. I thought many of you thought there was no possibility of my getting the plan I got passed without it.
It's like a word jumble.
How many times did it get passed?
He got it passed.
I don't even know. I think somebody had just told him it passed. Maybe he wasn't really sure. So, anyways, that's just a little snippet on that one. Here's some filibuster talk, as we alluded to. The press really had to try to keep him on task with the filibuster here.
And so I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States.
Okay, he's going to say something outrageous. I mean,
and then he brags about himself.
I'm going to say something outrageous. I've never been poor at getting stuff done in the Senate.
So outrageous. Maybe he's trying to think of a different word.
Now, look. If you didn't hear this, this is really how this went. It was just under an hour. I felt like towards the end, he was really losing it a little bit more, varying degrees of losing it.
Right.
But I felt like his attention span, but this is how it went from the get.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to say something outrageous. I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're going to get a lot done. And if we have to, if there's complete lockdown and chaos as a consequence of the filibuster, then we'll have to go beyond what I'm talking about. Sorry.
That's just checking his notes.
Okay, so there it was.
Do you think the press can cover for him forever?
There's already some media outlets, and not Fox or OAN or who's the other one? Newsmax or no?
Yeah.
There's already some that are being a little bit more critical, but you can't ignore this stuff.
But if he only has to do a press conference every 65 or 70 days, mm-hmm. then the news cycle will fill up with so much other stuff that the American people will be distracted away from how incompetent he is. And that is their plan, I think, is to keep him away from the microphone.
Yeah.
And I put it on Twitter yesterday. It's like anytime anyone asks him a real question, he's always walking away and he doesn't have to answer it. The amount of questions that Trump had to deal with, it's anybody with eyes and ears can notice the difference when a press tries to hold someone accountable to their actions and to their words and when they don't. So it's very eye-opening.
Speaking of Trump, no press conference would be amiss if Biden didn't bash Trump.
The idea that I'm going to say, which I would never do, if an unaccompanied child ends up at the border, we're just going to let him starve to death and stay on the other side. No previous administration did that either, except Trump.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, no previous administration would ever do that. And then he realized, oh, wait a minute. I can't, except Trump. He didn't want to get slapped around by Pelosi.
Right, right.
What do you mean? No, so he almost caught that at the end. Oh, except Trump. So, yeah, he was actually asked a border question. Of course, it was a softball, and it was about, how long. I don't know. I don't even remember what the question was. But
it was like, aren't the conditions unacceptable? He says, then of course they're unacceptable. Then it's like, then what are you doing about it? Well, nothing right now, but they're planning on getting 4,000 extra beds from a military facility. That just mm-hmm. shows that it really is a problem that you can't sweep under the rug. But the real question, I think, is when are you going to let the press go down there and actually take pictures and ask questions? Well, I mean, everybody's under a gag order.
They aren't showing that. How packed are those kids during a pandemic in those facilities?
Yeah, no, and I saw the pictures. They're crammed in there.
Absolutely, and I still don't understand the whole FOIL thing.
And he said that there's going to be transparency after he releases his plan.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, like we talked about.
When is that?
What plan?
August.
Are we going to hear it?
I mean, come on.
You know, do you know what you're doing down there?
It's a shame. It's a crisis for sure.
It is. And, let's see. What else? We got this one. Play this one real quick.
Okay. How about Yamiche?
There you go. that was a lot of it. Every single time he went to his notes to call on a reporter.
Was that the end of the conference?
It was the end of the, yeah. It was, and actually, like Sean said, at the end of the conference, he just pretty much walked out.
Conked out.
All right, we got Sean talking about the tax bill, how it affects you. We're going to be coming up right after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Sound of money can only mean one thing. It's time for Sean Suarez to give us some financial insights. He's going to talk a little bit about this tax bill and how it affects you, how it's going to affect all of our lives. Sean, take it away.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, and talking about this infrastructure bill, they've announced that they're going to start the conversations about the tax policy. And, of course, the New York Times recently came out this week about the tax hike and the plan for tax increases, but a lot of the meat of the tax increases were talked about and announced in the campaign in October. So the fact that Joe Biden is going to be asking for Congress to implement the largest tax hike since 1942, and it's just now being told to the American people, yet this was put out there before he was elected, but it wasn't really discussed. That's what's actually out there. The tax increase is large, and of course, it's being touted as just on the rich and on businesses. And there is a lot of that, trust me. They're talking about raising the top rate from 37 to 39.6, talking about taking the corporate tax rate up from 21% back up to 28% at least, right? It was at 35 under Trump. Trump in the new 2017 acts brought it down to 21%, which gave businesses a lot more money to hire, expand facilities, to send out bonuses to employees. You remember it was a great time. Unemployment was hitting all-time lows.
Stock market was great.
Stock market loved it. It was obviously had a direct impact on stock prices. And everyone was really happy with that. In fact, we were more competitive globally, and companies and corporations were coming to kind of be founded and be reinstated here in the United States because our tax rates were finally competitive on a global scale. Well, now we're looking at going back up to 28%, which puts us right where we were under Obama. And also back, if you take a look at the Reagan rates, it was right around 28% as well. But the one that's really going to be affecting my clients and the folks listening, I think, is the capital gains rate. And currently, for most folks, if you make over $80,000 as a family, most folks are paying about 15% on long-term cap gains. So that is a benefit of being an investor, right? You're not having to pay taxes on gains on any investments or anything that you make a profit on. If you hold it over a year, anything higher than 15%, unless you hit certain higher tax bracket levels, and then it jumps up to 20. Well, this tax package is talking about taking that to your income tax level. And that means you could get a rate up to 22%, 24%, 35%, 39%. And then with the net investment tax, it could be 42% capital gains rates. So again, a lot of times this is after tax money. You've earned your income. You've taken your nest egg and you're investing it now to create a retirement cash flow for yourself. And you're having to pay taxes at the same rate you made that you paid when you were earning the income in the first place. And so really it's terrible for everyone who is an investor. And that's not just the rich. That's a newsflash to everybody listening. From folks in the lower income brackets, almost all of the middle class has at least a 401k, a 403b, or an IRA. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, they should. And guess what they're investing in inside those vehicles? Hopefully something that's going to earn them a capital gain. Well, not within those vehicles. They're going to have to pay income taxes on that. But any types of investments outside their retirement plans is going to have to be susceptible to capital gains rates. And so it's going to impact everybody. And so that's the biggest thing we're looking at. They're talking about the dividend rates as well. But the thing that really got me angry was this talk about the mileage tax.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Pete Buttigieg, who was a presidential candidate, is now running, I guess, infrastructure for the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And basically, he's been the one touting this mileage tax. And basically, it would just – you'd have to track how much you drive, and you would have to pay an additional tax.
An additional tax.
Yeah, it doesn't replace any taxes you're currently paying.
No.
But an additional tax on how much you drive, and that is, quote, unquote, to help pay for the roads that you're driving on. It doesn't even matter if you're driving an electric vehicle. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to pay that mileage tax.
And they're talking about some of the cars that come out will have – the data collection already built into it, or they're suggesting that within this bill, so that the it's just welcome to socialism.
Absolutely. And so I understand we've got to tackle this national debt. We're over 100% of our GDP do we owe as national debt, which we've never seen that number, nowhere near it. So we need to do something. But of course, as conservatives, we say let's reduce spending, let's reduce entitlements, let's reduce these government programs that are just wasting money by the trillions. But this is a tax hike we haven't seen in 60, 70 years. Mm-hmm. And it will affect everyone, not just those making over $400,000. So the moral of the story is figure out a way to reduce your taxable income in retirement. And it might make sense to call your tax person, whether that's a CPA or whomever, to talk about ways in which you can pay taxes on some investments inside your qualified accounts now to create tax-free income in the future, because these tax increases are coming down the pike. They're coming. And you can get ahead of it if you do a little bit of planning. Our team would love to help you with that as well at Meinrod Lieper Wealth Management. We manage investments and qualified retirement accounts for clients. Our number is 904-642-3257. We do not do tax advice, but we do implement tax solutions that are recommended to us from our clients' tax advisors. And of course, we want to get ahead of this stuff that's coming down the pike for capital gains rates, obviously income tax bracket levels, which are going higher. Dividend tax rates are on the table. And my gosh, all these other ways in which the government's going to try to tax our money.
Mm-hmm.
Get ahead of it. Have a plan. Give a professional a call. If you'd like to call us, again, Meinrod & Lieper Wealth Management, you can go to meinrodleeper.com. That's MEINRODLEEPER.com. Or you can call us at 904-642-3257.
That phone call's free. Hey.
That's right.
It's not going to cost you anything to sit down and talk to Sean about what's going down and what you could be doing better and how he can help you. So I highly encourage you. Give him a call. Take advantage of his resources, his knowledge, and put them to use.
All right.
So we got about 4 minutes or so left. We have time for some WTFs.
All right.
And there's no shortage of WTF material. And WTF stands for What the Fool. And Sean, have you heard of Lil Nas? I might be butchering that. Lil Nas X?
Lil Nas X, yeah.
I think the horses in the back, that guy, right?
Yeah, he made a big splash with that song, right?
Yeah, so all of you parents out there thinking that he's so cute with his little horses in the back. Well, he's come out with some shoes.
Hmm.
Yeah, he saw LeBron James has some shoes and Kevin Durant has some shoes and they're all making some big money. So he's hoping to capitalize on that that idea.
All right.
So he's come out with some Satan shoes.
Not cowboy shoes. Satan shoes.
No, Satan shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that sounds wholesome.
Satan shoes. Except the problem is he put these Satan shoes on a pair of Nikes. And the Satan shoes, they got like some evil looking graphics on the inside of the box. They have a pentagram, satanic symbol pentagram on the tongue. Oh, and each pair of shoes supposedly has some human blood in it. I mean, what?
Sick.
WTF, right?
Yeah. Ultimately.
And he was planning on selling these shoes. Where's the number? Oh, $1,018 per pair. I'm surprised it wasn't like $666. But So I don't get this. But anyways, he's being sued by Nike. Nike, of course, is definitely trying to distance themselves from this fiasco. So, yeah, that's a big WTF right there.
Mm.
Yeah. We got one right there.
Yeah, Mr. Andrew Cuomo. Sounds like we've got accuser number 9, Tony. We're up to 9 accusers of sexual harassment by Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. And he is, again, doubling down. He's not going anywhere. He's not quitting until they come in and take him out with handcuffs. So basically, this latest accuser was coming out and saying that he kissed her inappropriately and against her wishes. And basically, Cuomo's explanation for this particular situation is that's what Italians do. We kiss both cheeks, quote unquote.
Both cheeks.
So...
we're talking about the cheeks or the cheeks?
Well, the Mary Mother of Three added, quote, "I know the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one. And I never felt as uncomfortable as I did that day Governor Cuomo came to my home. His actions were overly sexual, highly inappropriate, and disrespectful to me and my family." So not a lot of supporters coming out of the woodwork for this guy. However, he hasn't gone anywhere, Tony.
I'm not going anywhere, darling.
WTF on that.
If you remember last week, we talked about the only thing rising, only thing rising faster than the national debt is the number of accusers.
That's right.
And every week it increases. So we'll probably be up to 10 because last week it was 9. We got 8, 9, 10.
This is 9 today. Yeah.
Cancel culture is struck again. Social justice activist claims that police canine's nickname was hurting the people in the community. This is in Oregon, of course, People's Republic of Oregon. Apparently, there is a police dog named Little Kim.
Uh-oh.
And Little Kim is a rapper, and Ricardo Waits is the founder of the Central Oregon Black Leaders Assembly. And he said that the dog being named the same as a icon, so to speak, was hurting the people in the community.
Racist.
Yep. Cancel culture. But anyways, you have listened to the Tony D Means Business Show. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate everybody listening on Facebook. We will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. So for Sean Suarez and AJ, we're signing off. Have a great week.
See ya.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety. So I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.